Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and the rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Shannon, we need napkins right away. David Lucas dropped a Diet Coke before we started. Now it's going into the holes. We need lots of napkins. Lots of napkins. Not great. Not a great start. I'm looking at it just fucking seeping toward me. It's wild. It's wild. This is crazy. This is a crazy way to be. And now, by the way, I do this a lot on my shows. I spill things. Uh-huh. And now I understand.
You see how jarring it is?
Now I understand why everyone's like, Lewis, again? Really?
Yeah, like the way everyone looks at you, like, you're a grown man.
Bro, this is crazy. This bit's still going.
Sip it, obviously. It's frozen. That's the problem. It was frozen and shaken up, and it's not a good combination. I sometimes go into my Trump impression by accident.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I like it.
It's not bad.
Damn.
Welcome, David Lucas, to the show.
What's happening, y'all? I miss y'all. I ain't been here in like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a hot fucking minute. Yeah, we got to get it. Let me see that napkin. You got to get it in the crevasses. There we go. Welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis Shea Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's up, kid?
Feeling good, baby.
Feeling good, too. It's all good. You know, sometimes things happen. It's not a big deal. This is a Wednesday show. Full disclosure, we're pre-taping.
Today's Wednesday?
No, today's Tuesday, but we're pre-taping for tomorrow. This one comes out tomorrow on Gas Digital. Friday or Saturday, everywhere else.
Lou's going to be on an airplane.
Yeah, I will be on an airplane tomorrow. But I'm very excited to have our guests in studio. Two black guys named Dave. I mean, how often does that happen? Almost never.
Black guy's named Dave
happens, but on the show?
But my name's Dave, his name is Dave.
All right, that's true, technically. You never go by Dave?
Nah, I hate that.
You hate Dave?
Because my real name is David, it's not Dave.
Okay. You know I hate when people ask me, do I have a preference? And I didn't know.
Is your real name David?
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know people really, when they're always like, do you care? I'm like, no.
Yeah,
I
mean,
got
you know.
A trash can, I'm just throw this away.
Shannon, can we get some trash for David Lucas, please?
It's just a trash can.
Yeah, he's used more. I don't know why I'm so cheap. I'll go to a fucking $1,000 dinner, but when I see people wasting napkins, I'm like, yo, what's going on here? I do it with my son. I tell my son to cut the paper towels in half, and I'm like, whatever it is, I'm just cheap about certain things. The paper towels is one of them.
Yeah, I'm like that, bro. Yeah. I don't like. Yeah, like I'll go buy an expensive pair of shoes and go to dinner.
Yeah,
but like if I need a small purchase. Like,
I'm very cheap. Yeah. My sister ordered a $3 movie on Amazon. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're not going to ask me? I mean, I'll spend so much money on horseshit, but whatever it is, there's certain things. I think it's just like the poor person mentality. You go back to it. When you go to a nice dinner, you're like, I'm supposed to spend $500 on this dinner, right? Mm-hmm. But when somebody uses a fucking Ziploc bag and one time and there's nothing in it, I'm like, reuse that bag.
Absolutely.
I'll reuse Ziploc bags. Absolutely. I swear to God, I do.
The rattlesnake.
You know what's up.
The rattlesnake.
The great David Lucas joins the show. It's been a minute. You haven't been on the Lewis and Zach. You've been on Real Ice Podcast, but not Lewis and Zach, right?
And I've been on the Skanks,
Lewis and Zach is a whole new vibe here.
I love the shit y'all got going on, bro.
I appreciate
you know
that,
what I'm
man.
Saying? Gas Digital, shout out to y'all.
You're our fucking you're our cousin. That's what I consider all the whole crew, Kill Tony, like our fucking cousins. I call you guys West Coast still, because I don't fucking respect Austin, but you guys are our West Coast cousins.
That's funny.
Also, the great Dave Temple from No Need for Apologies right here. Guest Network what back up? On the show. What's up, kid?
Thank you for having me back.
I'm excited. What a day. Yeah. What a day, folks. We have a lot to talk about. It's going to be great. Getting a couple pods in. Got to go to Los Angeles to do the comedy store. We're doing Story Wars at the Comedy Store. I think there's a handful.
Oh,
maybe by the time this comes out, there probably won't be any tickets left. There was 17 tickets, I believe, as of this morning.
Y'all selling that whole out, baby.
Yeah.
Story Wars. What is that?
Story Wars. It's a party. It's like a game show where you submit stories. We got to get you on that one next time you're in town if we're filming it.
Okay.
But you submit stories and you got to guess whose story it is. Kind of like two truths and a lie, but everyone, it's all true stories.
Yeah, my videographer was telling me about that.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Dude.
I think y'all put it on podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he listened to it. He didn't know y'all did it live.
Yeah, oh yeah, we do it live in front of an audience, and yeah, it's a great show. So yeah, come out if you guys are in the Los Angeles area. Also, if you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, you should know that we do an uncensored and ad-free version of the show on GasDigital.com, the only platform of its kind in the world. You can't do podcasts anymore the way you want to do them. People got to edit them up for YouTube. You got to edit them up. You got to take out all the fun words that you're not allowed to say in order to get them played anywhere. Not on Gas Digital. If you love this show, go subscribe to Gas Digital. You get pre-release on all the episodes. We do a bonus Friday episode. You get access to the Raises live chat and many other member benefits, uncensored, ad-free. Go support the Lewis and Zach Show. Use that promo code LAZ and get a discount membership.
Hell yeah. That's like the biggest benefit, right? The Racist Live Chat.
The Racist Live Chat. People love the live chat.
Write whatever you want in the comments.
Yeah. They don't give a shit. I mean, I don't block people, but I'll time them out.
Yeah, I don't block
anybody. We've never blocked anybody, but I will time them the fuck out if they get a little too rowdy.
I'm more so impressed by the people's commitment to be in there all week long.
There's people that are there every show. And then they claim to hate it. They claim to hate the network. They're like, I hate every show on the network. They're there every single show to say that. Pretty wild.
Yeah, that's what I like about Lewis, bro. You got that. Isn't it so fun having like that untamed audience that is borderline racist? Or they'll say
our audience stands at the border to be racist.
But like, I love coming up through Kill Tony and having an unconventional audience.
Yeah, they're not normal people.
Right, it doesn't limit you to what you can say, and I enjoy that.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
You know, that's the best part.
Words, bro, it's words.
Doing, especially because we've been grandfathered into doing a lot of this shit, right? So we were saying this shit before people were saying any of that shit. You know, there's a lot of people now, you go on Twitter, everyone's saying everything.
Right.
Safe now. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Elon took over, you could write the N-word, you could say retard, faggot, all this shit, right? But we were saying that shit when it was dangerous.
Right.
The Legion of Skanks, Kill Tony, we were out there fucking saying wild shit when you weren't supposed to say wild shit, where people were like, what the fuck? But yeah, I love it, and I love the audience. You guys,
Why didn't y'all record Monday?
We didn't record because Big J's in Austin.
Right. Oh, okay.
He's doing Kill Tony, actually.
Oh, hell yeah. I was excited. I was like, oh, shit, I'm in New York. I can go.
I know. Yeah. We would have had you on, too. But yeah. Next time, for sure. You're on the Lewis and Zach Show. This is the real show. This is the morning show. This is the fucking show that... This one makes or breaks people, this show.
What make y'all have a podcast so early? I was thinking that as I was on the way. I'm like, Lewis is borderline degenerate.
Yeah.
Why does he have a...
First of all, I get up at 6 in the morning, 6:30 every single day. I was at the gym at 7, 6:50 this morning I was at the gym.
Oh, good shit. You look good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying, man. But yeah, I get up early every day. And I think, so this show is kind of a throwback to morning radio. Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern.
Well, you've also got kids.
I have one kid.
But that makes you get up early. You know?
Yeah, well, he was with his mom last night. So I get up early anyway.
Right.
I wake up before him. I go to bed before him. I go to bed 10 o'clock every night. I'm in bed, 11 at the latest.
When Hispanic guys hit about 38 to 40, they become old white men.
Yeah.
They go to bed early. They choose a path.
Yeah, I make sure there's nobody on my lawn.
And they go extra Spanish or they go white.
Then I go to bed, and that's that.
I be forgetting you Puerto Rican, bro.
Yeah, I know, because I act like a cracker. Yeah.
So how did you feel about...
Lewis stands in his robe and just looks
at his
lawn. No,
he does. He does act like a white person.
Stands in his robe with a coffee and just looks at his lawn.
I love it.
And just surveys.
Dude, in the summertime, I literally go out in my backyard, and I put my hands on my hips. I look at the pool. I'm like... Looks good. Looks clear.
You're good.
Don't even go in. I just look at the pool.
So how'd your Puerto Rican family feel about what Tony said?
Did
they care?
They didn't give a fuck. A couple of my cousins were saying some shit, but they were the retarded ones. So nobody gave a shit. Nobody really gave a shit. There was some older people, I think, that don't get it. But nobody was freaking out about. Nobody. Here's the thing. People have real problems. Puerto Ricans have real problems,
but not anymore because they're online complaining.
Who, Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, that's how you know they're doing well.
Well, yeah, exactly. If they're online complaining, you're like, all right, you're doing well enough that this bothers you.
Right.
It's insane.
Right. And you have
my cousins, the Gomez family. A lot of them still live in Paterson, New Jersey, which is one of the most dangerous places in the fucking world to live.
Mm-hmm.
They have crippling drug addictions.
Yeah.
They're not worried about some fucking white comedian making jokes on the internet.
I had a clip talking about that, about the Puerto Ricans that I grew up with in Philly, and boy, did I take a beating online. They're like, what the fuck kind of Puerto Ricans are he talking about? And I'm like, yeah, dude, talk to your uncle.
No,
like,
brown people in general, the reason that, like, the best audience members, when I go out and I perform stand-up, obviously the Skanks audience is great, and the people that come see me are great, but very often the best audience members in the crowd are just random blacks and Latinos that are in the crowd because they don't give a fuck. They want to laugh at fucked up shit. They have too many problems to be bothered by words. Being bothered by words is a sign of privilege.
Right.
Period.
You're too rich. You're too rich.
Biggest thing you're going to hear from a black dude, yo, this nigga crazy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, shit, he said that. Dude, there was a great video. It was in the Legion of Skanks Facebook group. It's a young black kid telling racist jokes to his mom. Try to find that if you can. Dude, it was so fucking funny. He's saying the most fucked up racist jokes to his mom, and it's just her reaction is fucking gold. If you can find that, Shannon. Mm-hmm. Also, Shannon, what are we up against today?
So in 1878,
Columbus built a metal gate.
No. Thomas Edison patented the first phonograph. So phonograph. The first audio recording device.
That's like like FaceTime. Right?
No, it's close. I can show you what it looks like.
In 1878?
And was the first recording Mary Had a Little Lamb?
I didn't go that far. I'll look after this, but this is what it looked like.
Cool. Looks what like something you measure cocaine in. Right. It's a Coke scale?
This shit look crazy.
All right, well, I think that's not too hard to beat, Shannon. We're going to have a way better... Already the show's been better than the phonograph. Fuck the phonograph. How long did that last?
That's such a big thing to beat. We're on a recorded medium.
Zach!
You didn't even get my name right. You just called me Dak.
Dak! Don't fuck with me today.
Did you just try to say damn it, Zach, and it came out Dak?
You know me. Yeah. It's an early show. Look, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm very excited about, first of all, this Delta flight. It flipped over during landing. I just saw it peripherally. I saw somebody making a comment about it. I was like, let me save it for the show. I want to find out about it now, Shannon. What happened with this Delta flight? It was in Toronto?
Yes, so it was landing in Toronto. They're still investigating exactly what happened. I have a video here to take a peek if you want to see.
The video of it actually happening.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. Oh, good job, Shannon.
Just kidding.
Look at this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it crashed. And then it rolled. Oh, wow. Dude, if I see that, I'm thinking everyone on plane is dead.
Yeah.
Everybody. Why does that shit look AI, though?
I was like, this looks like AI, but I don't want to be
that's also
like,
the problem with AI. It's like everything, you're like, is that AI? Is this kitten really singing Don't You Want Me, Baby? Or is this AI?
Is this baby really fighting this chicken?
This must be AI.
Bro, it's seeming like the safest airline is Spirit.
I was just about to say the same thing, bro. Like, yo, fuck it.
If you don't mind getting beat up by the employees, that's fine. But that's not
that.
But
Spirit planes don't crash.
They don't crash.
They don't. And remember when they had the weird thing, everyone's system went down?
Yeah.
Spirit was the only one that didn't go down because they never upgraded their payment processing system. They're still on like some old technology.
Nobody died, right, Shannon? I heard that only a couple critical injuries.
Yep, nobody died. 18 people were injured, 3 critical injuries. And what they're saying, what they think it is, was that there were high winds as it was landing, possibly icy, but they're still investigating it. I have another video closer up as they're evacuating people.
Oh, that's crazy. There's actually a video on Instagram floating around with them helping people get out.
Yeah, I have that one too. Yeah.
I think it's.
You saw that where the stewardess touched her booty.
Just so you know, I never wear my seatbelt on a flight. They say put it on.
You always lie. Yeah,
yep. I was do this. I never.
You would have been the one nigga that died.
I would have broken my fucking neck. It would have flipped upside down.
One casualty.
Wait, who are you flying this week? What are you flying to LA?
I always fly United.
United. Okay.
I always fly United because there's a United hub out of Newark Airport.
Oh, that's right.
And then I got my points. I'm Premier One.
Is it Newark or LaGuardia that has the hilarious Spirit terminal?
No, I don't know.
It's probably
LaGuardia
because they rebuilt a lot
there's
of shit.
There's chickens running around.
Dude,
on the floor.
It's literally a different. It's like you go to a different airport, and it literally just looks like a bus station.
Oh, fuck.
It's just Jamaicans doing that slam dancing on white chicks.
Yeah,
it's
fucking hilarious.
I could see that though because they put them all together. It'd be like Frontier, Spirit, Southwest,
the Spirit
all
one,
in one.
Is it connected to any other airline?
Fuck, man.
And really? It's like a different terminal. Yeah. I think it's the new LaGuardia.
That's how Frontier is at the Austin airport. You ever, like, the rest of the airlines are at one, then you got to go, like, 10 minutes behind to get to, like, Frontier.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I might switch over to Delta, not I'm a Jersey guy. But
you mean United?
Excuse me, United. Yeah. But
I'm a Delta guy.
I
heard Delta's a good airline. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck really the difference
is. I've never had delays on Delta.
Yeah. I've had plenty of delays, but once you get those points, fuck that.
Yeah, and United
I get pre-boarding.
Right.
They're like, fucking babies, retards, Lewis, go. You're good to go. And then I'm fucking on. I love it.
You got the lounge?
Yeah,
United has one. Yeah.
United Lounge.
But they're like the club card. They were like the first ones to have it before Delta did it. United is like old school Wall Street guys and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
if Delta doesn't fly to a city, I legit will fly to the closest city and rent a car and drive.
Really? You won't even get a different.
I mean, bro, I've just been fucked over by Americans so many times, like missed shows.
Yeah.
They canceled the whole flight. But didn't Trump put something in where, like, if they cancel a flight now, they have to, like, pay you and put you up?
If you complain enough, you'll get a lot of shit. He's got to be willing to do it. Like, right now, I have a link in my email. If I can go get more money from a recent United flight, I'm never going to do it because I'm too ADHD.
Yeah.
But I got to fuck. Shannon, remind me to do that.
They're it's making just, that a law in Europe, too.
I knew it was something like, yeah. So hopefully air travel gets better, because I always fly to a city the day before just in case.
Oh, no, I fly day of. I can never waste a day, but I care about my kids.
So. I mean, like that night, like Thursday night.
If I have Wednesday, I'm landing at 3:30. I got a show that night at 10.
Nah,
really, crazy. I got a show that night at 7:30.
My kids don't live with me, so I can
I know. My son's with me 3 days a week. But
oh, that ain't much better, nigga.
You're right, it ain't better. Well, me and his mother aren't together, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You still be fucking her, though?
No, I wish. She won't. She refuses.
She white?
Yeah. She absolutely refuses.
White girls, when they stand still on something, they really mean that.
Yeah, she really
fucking. You
can
crack a black chick.
Yeah, Puerto Rican chick, you're fucking over and over again.
Even when she married.
No. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Cornbread Hemp. They have CBD gummies that are absolutely incredible. I started taking them at night. They have a sleep gummy that's 25 milligrams of CBD, 1 milligram of THC, and they put me right out. I stopped smoking a while ago, but they also have other incredible products as well. A lot of people are giving up on drinking, and they're choosing to go down the THC route. And I'll tell you right now, it's a way better lifestyle. It's way better than poisoning your body. It is natural, and it's also better than smoking it. The gummies, you just chew them. They go right into your system. They feel absolutely great. And Cornbread Hemp has some of the best on the market.
Yep, Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies are made to help you feel better, whether it's stress, discomfort, or just need a little relaxation. And the best part is all these products are third-party lab-tested with USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. So everything you're getting is great for you.
It's the purest, it's the most potent CBD on the market. They help relieve comfort, stress, sleeplessness, anything you need. And we're going to give you 30% off your first order if you just simply go to cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use the code LAZ at checkout. You're going to get 30% off. Once again, that is cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use that code LAZ. And you'll save a little bit of cash on your Cornbread Hemp CBD and THC gummies. All right, where were we? So what's going on here, Shane? A few people are hurt on this flight.
Yeah, I have the video of them evacuating.
Let's see.
I want to see him touch that bitch booty. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Got the little grope.
Take no video.
Somebody saying don't take no video? What do you mean don't take? Are you kidding? This is the most interesting thing that's ever going to happen in my life.
Right.
I'm not taking video. I took video of my fucking hamburger last night. You think I'm not taking a video of this shit?
I think we're too spoiled, bro. This shit look like a movie set.
It really does.
It's wild. The fact that nobody died is borderline psychotic.
And how
that's
did
crazy.
They turn upside down this nigga kept his phone?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
As long as the plane wasn't on fire, I would have grabbed my shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not lying.
I would have. But I don't understand how people don't grab other people's shit at the airport. How do you not get your bag stolen every time? You could walk right in.
Yeah.
Right? You could be picking somebody up, go to the part. You could walk
get
in.
Three suitcases.
Why don't homeless people just grab a few suitcases? That would be my whole game if I was homeless.
They check it in
the airport.
Chicago
is pretty far from where homeless people hang.
Chicago's the most ghetto airport
bro,
I've ever been to.
Atlanta. In Atlanta? You ever been to Atlanta airport?
Homeless people in the airport?
Yes.
Dude, in Newark, you could walk up, just literally bags are coming out. Very often the bags get there before the people get there. Just grab whatever bags you want and leave.
Or at least, even if not off the conveyor belt, all of those leftover piled up ones.
Of course.
Like the, you know what I mean? Like, no one's checking.
I would 100%. I mean, think about how much fun treasure you would find.
Yeah.
There's so many fun things. That's a great scam.
But then you'll be on the news like that them that work for Biden. Remember when he was stealing suitcases?
No, oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
it was like a bald alien person.
Yeah, like that was supposed to
I don't know how to explain them. They look like
supposedly
he was gray.
He was supposedly working for the Biden administration.
No, I don't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, they got arrested at multiple airports for stealing
people's
bags.
That's a solid fucking scam.
And I think they said they had anxiety and would grab the wrong bag. would it sound like they were kleptomaniacs?
Well, that's a beautiful thing, right, as well, because we do a segment on the show called Scam That Jew, and one of the major tenets of a good scam is if you get caught, you can get away with it. Just you can talk yourself out of it. You can easily be like, oh, my God, I thought that was my bag. That's somebody else's bag. Very easily to talk out of it if you get caught. Just walk back. Oh my God, there we go. That's that. You run, get the fuck out of there.
I don't know. If you're homeless, they're going to be like, I don't think you had a bag.
But all you got to do is get away with it one time. New clothes. Now you're fucking chilling. Now it's a whole fucking.
Now you're dressed like a woman.
But that's why I buy wild color suitcases.
Yeah.
Like my current suitcase is neon orange.
Yeah, that's.
I don't see any other one.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Mine is, I got a generic fucking. I don't have nice luggage. I got to get better luggage.
How many? You got a lot of suitcases?
I never check a bag. I literally, really? I am very rarely. Once in a blue.
Because you're small, bro. Us big niggas need two suitcases for a weekend.
Zach doesn't check a bag either.
Really?
All of Zach's clothes are stretchy.
Lewis bullied me out of checking a bag.
But you know, Tony Hinchcliffe is like that, bro. If you got to wait on a bag, he will legit leave you.
Good.
Like when I used to feature for him, dog.
Yes.
He's like, you check the fucking bag?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, Lewis bullied me out of it.
I mean, granted, all of Tony's clothes would fit in a fucking fanny pack.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
Yeah, but...
Wait, do you got wheels on your suitcase at least?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sometimes you see people with a fucking whole big-ass duffel bag.
Dude, that's fucking Derek, man. Draped from head to toe in designer. Just fucking carrying a duffel bag
over
his
shoulder.
That's psychotic. Yeah.
If I got to run through an airport, which very often I do.
I had to force this man to get TSA pre-check. It made no sense. He's standing in off-white in the fucking regular turnstile.
So you don't change shoes when you're somewhere for a weekend?
Typically, I'll bring one pair of sneakers, I bring one pair of running shoes, and I bring one pair of slides.
And that's all in a duffel?
So yeah, my bag is the one side. I'll have the sneakers, the slides, my toiletries. That's the part that zippers. And then the other side that you clip has all my clothes. And then I have a really deep book bag that has all my workout clothes, socks, underwear, and all
so
that.
So no cologne?
Cologne?
Send a little toilet.
Come on,
there,
bro. Nobody wears cologne. Shit. You wear cologne?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I have a jar of cologne, but fucking...
A jar, nigga.
It's a jar.
What kind of fucking shit you
No, got? It's open. It's a jar. I have one little fucking thing of cologne that my ex-girlfriend bought me that I've worn maybe three times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not a guy who's trying to smell good. You know, you got some deodorant, maybe a little bit of
Mando. See, that's what happens when you small. Like, I don't know about how...
I'm not small. I'm fucking huge, David. Are you out of your mind? I'm jacked.
I don't know about
that,
bro.
Small.
You look like a retired wrestler, nigga.
Ah, shit.
Lewis is deceptively big. If you're in a car with Lewis, no matter what seat you're in, he will hit you.
I'm man spread.
Yeah, he takes a lot of room.
Yeah.
You look like one of them wrestlers where, like, if you see him after they retire, you'd be like, yeah, I think he still got it.
Yeah, I could do it still. Yeah. You know, my back's gone. I'm addicted to pills, but, you know, I'm still in the game. Shannon, what is this other story about the flight passenger igniting a debate? We're talking flights right now. As we do, people are like, why do you guys always talk about airports? Motherfucker, we spend our lives in airports. That's why.
Get to you.
That's why. Get better at life and we'd be more relatable to you if you guys were a little bit better and traveled a little
bit more.
We've
had a plane incident every week since like December, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of plane incidents.
Non-stop.
Shannon, what is this story right here? Flight passenger ignites debate after being told to climb over seatmate for bathroom break. Yeah. This is why I get the window every time. Because I will fucking, I'm in charge of who's getting up and down. If I gotta go pee three times, sorry. I don't give a shit if you're sleeping. I fucking wake you up every time.
So this is a person who is sitting in the window seat.
I need another coffee. Have Karen get me one and have her put a little bit of the keto brains in it, please.
Okay. So so the person sitting in the window seat, they had to pee. And so they asked the person in the middle, hey, sorry, I have to pee. Can I get out? And so they went to get up, but the person in the aisle seat did not get up. And they gestured for this person to like scoot through the gap between the person and the seat.
Is there a video of this?
Not a video. No, it's a Reddit post.
Let me see. Read the post to me because I'm trying to understand this.
So they kind of like summarized it in this article, but it's basically saying, so what's the protocol when you need to get up of your seat? The traveler chronicled the dilemma and shared how they needed to exit the row in order to take a mid-flight bathroom break. During the flight, I needed to get up for the restroom. I asked the man beside me if I could get out, and he went to move. The middle seat passenger was ready to stand up without a fuss. But to the window seat traveler's surprise, the aisle seat passenger didn't stand up and presented a surprising alternative. The man in the aisle looked over at me and he made a motion for me to go through the gap in front of me.
The gap in front. I mean, if they want to do that, I'm going to grind my cock across your nose.
Ass in his face.
I'm going to do it aggressively.
Now, Shannon, is this article insinuating that they wanted, it was a guy who wanted a girl to scooch over him.
That's how I interpreted it.
Oh, it was a girl.
I that's how I'm interpreting it. They're
the,
not
the person seated was a guy.
Oh,
the person that was a girl.
You didn't say that this was a real ass dude.
He's smart. A real ass dude.
I love it.
He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen?
So we hired said, Karen just to make you guys feel comfortable today.
But then you got her bringing you coffee.
That's right.
With specific instructions. Talking about some keto brain. Nigga, hell that don't make me feel better.
At least it's
why you ain't make the fucking other girl bring you coffee?
No, well, you know.
You need a white assistant.
No,
bro.
We pay her. She's working voluntarily.
Oh, where you found her at?
The fields. No, she's awesome. Because Karen, that's our office assistant.
Yeah. Oh, hell
yeah. She gets, she was
she
a big fan of everything. She's the best.
Yeah,
she's the fucking best.
Yeah,
yeah, she's coming to Jamaica with us.
I heard.
Yeah,
and she recently was employee of the month, right?
Yep.
What y'all doing in Jamaica?
We're doing 18 of our producers.
Losing Karen, probably.
We can't find her. She's in the kitchen. No, we rented 3 villas. We're bringing our entire crew, all of our producers, to Jamaica. We do a retreat.
Ballin'.
We do a retreat every year.
Gas Digital balling, boy.
Fucking around, baby boy. It's
hey,
be
can
fun.
You text that to Tony real quick?
Texted Tony that we're bringing everybody. What was Tony doing?
Tell him about the villa.
Well, Tony's paying everyone 6 figures. So
yeah. I mean, yeah, true.
That's the difference.
Yo,
yeah.
On this plane seat thing, though, all right, I had a situation where, you know, the exit row sometimes is 2 seats instead of 3.
Yeah.
Right? And it leaves like that space where it should be a 3rd seat up against the window. We had the 2. Me and my lady had the 2 seats. And somebody was getting up to go from the bathroom. Both the window and the middle seat kept deciding to get up and come around through the empty seat and walk in front of us instead of bugging their aisle mate to get out.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, right?
What'd you do?
Like, we're like pushing people in the butt, you know what I mean? Like, really making a fuss about it. But the stewardess told us, like, we can't do
that. How do you guys feel about people using the recline on the plane? This seems to be a much bigger debate than
they took
it
away on a Delta Basic.
Really?
Yeah, you got to be in Comfort Plus.
At least. Yeah, I fly Comfort or at least get upgraded to first.
Yeah, I will fucking, I recline.
Yeah.
I have no problem with people reclining. You recline, I recline. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
The best basic seats, I think, are on Alaskan.
Yeah.
Y'all don't fly Alaskan?
I had one and it got canceled and I never did it again.
The best, base, it don't have a TV or anything. But the best base level seat is Alaska.
I've never I don't remember ever using the TV. Maybe really early in my flying career, but I just scroll.
I just turn it on.
Dude, I just scroll. I'm fucking pissed. So T-Mobile, check this out. You get free, I don't know if it's with other airlines,
but free hour.
You get free Wi-Fi in general with T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just using Kim Congdon's number for years. For the past like 6 years, I used her number. No, she didn't change it. They changed it where they text you now an approval code. So now I gotta literally now she's gonna if I hit it it's gonna text her that somebody's trying to use her thing so I can't use it anymore. I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pissed.
That's why you should get Delta, bro. Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi and all Delta.
If you have.
Is it for everybody? I think if you gotta have status.
If you got the thing, as long as you got an account.
Yeah. You gotta have it.
Shanna, what is this article? Lonely men are creating AI girlfriends and taking their violent anger out on them. There's no victims
like
here. This is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, it's like beating your Tamagotchi to death.
I think it encourages bad behavior, but basically,
shut up, bitch.
So the service is called Replica. It was initially created so that the founder could grieve the loss of her best friend who died in 2015, and now it's evolved to create these like fake girlfriends for guys. And this one particular user that they're talking about here says he's shitty to his sex bot. Just as an experiment to see what happens if he's very mean to it, to see if it changes.
I'm shitty to ChatGPT sometimes.
Don't
ChatGPT
you think?
Will give me, and I you hear people that's like, no, I'm going to be nice to it when the robots take over. No, fuck that, okay? ChatGPT will give you just straight up wrong facts sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't you fucking dare. I had a thing with it the other day. I got into a little mini argument with ChatGPT. I asked, who's my son's godfather? Mm-hmm. Who's Luis J. Gomez's godfather? And it was like, your godfather is, his son's godfather is Dave Smith. I was like, no, it's not. Why are you telling me a wrong fact? I just wanted to see if it knew that my son's godfather is Nate Bargatze, multi-billion-dollar comedian Nate Bargatze. And then I was like, don't just make shit up, ChatGPT. And then they're like, sorry, we won't do that again. And then I was like, who's Big J's daughter's godfather? It was like, Dave Smith. I was like, you made it up again, you fucking cocksucker. Shit. They don't listen.
Better than me. I'd be terrified to fuck with that. Like, even those people that I see pushing the robots around and knocking them down, you see those shits?
No.
Like the Tesla bots that people have them, but they like push them and knock them over.
You gotta make them your slaves.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
Fuck that.
I treat my robots like they're actual slaves.
That's why I don't think I'd have been a good slave owner either. You know what I mean?
Because you're black.
You're stuck doing a podcast with two robots.
You would have been a terrible slave owner. They'd have been like, something is wrong here.
Or just because I'd probably tried to hire white slaves. And
I would have been an incredible slave owner. I would have taken him to Jamaica, done a little fucking trip, make them feel good. You're going to get better work out of them. You're going to get better work out of your slaves if you treat them good.
Treat them nice.
Yeah, and I believe there was good slave owners.
And you got to fuck them.
Well, of course.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing about slavery, bro. A lot of slave owners were not like the plantation that we saw on Django. Like,
right.
A lot of slave owners only owned one, two, or three slaves, and they couldn't treat them like shit because they couldn't afford more. So they had to kind of, you know, treat them decently.
You had to get the most out of them.
Yeah,
it's like how I put fucking premium gas in my car.
Yeah,
it's like I want to make sure that I keep it running for years and years and years.
I mean, you know, they try
to take care of it.
They try to make a depiction that every slave owner was like the large plantation with thousands of slaves, but that just wasn't possible.
Yeah.
That was probably very few. Those people were very wealthy if you had a large plantation.
They also make it seem like every slave owner was successful. You know
how many people owned slaves? Like how many white people owned slaves? What year was it? When did slavery end?
18...
For us to not get this right in black.
I don't need to know.
Same year as the phonograph when it came out.
1865.
Slavery ended. Okay, so from.
But
how
then
many,
they didn't know they
Shannon,
were free.
Look this up. How many people owned a slave in 1850? Like, what percentage of white people owned slaves?
Or how many slaves were in.
You have to think, because you assume that fucking is it only rich white people, or were slaves that were like affordable slaves?
Yeah, but you probably got like the retard slaves
if you didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah,
that was with the whole auction.
You probably got like a slave that looked like me that couldn't work that hard.
We'd be betting paying top dollar for Dave Temple.
And he's just
this slave's
bad
got a smart mouth. He's not making fun of me. I don't know what the fuck out of you.
Or, you know, you
slave keeps telling me I look like a thing that's gay.
Or you just got there late and all the good slaves are gone, you know what I mean? Just take what you can get.
Shannon, well, that's where they showed up.
What percentage of people own slaves?
We got this nigga for $75.
Yeah.
You find out one of his legs is shorter than the other one.
And what was the average price of a slave?
Okay, so here's...
And then I want you to do inflation, Shannon, by today's standards.
All right, I don't have
that's
the price
a lot of
yet.
Things. You can get it.
Okay, so the percentage, this is 1860. Non-slave holders was 76.1%.
Oh, okay.
17.2% had 1 to 9 slaves. 6.6% had 10 to 99, and only 0.1% had over 100 slaves.
Wow.
Oh, so when somebody had a lot of slaves, it's like when we see like Jay Leno's garage.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this guy's doing good.
You're not even using all of them, are you?
Who the hell are you texting, Dave? You keep on going back to your phone. What's going on?
No.
What's happening over here? Who is more important than us right now for one hour of your life?
We talked about something that's going to make me add something to my slavery bit.
All right. If you're writing, no problem.
Yeah. Because I'm like, that's a good idea to dive into that every slave wasn't the top specimen.
Yes.
You had to get some short, fat slaves.
Some shitty ass slaves, Mm-hmm. The Guess Digital slaves.
Okay, so pricing.
Average price of a slave.
Okay, so in the 1800s, a prime field hand.
A prime field
is
hand.
That what
a Dave Temple.
Cost around $400. Today, that would be $15,210.
$15,000? That's
about
what I thought.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a used car.
That is a used car.
But the Tesla robot.
That's a used Mustang right there. That's a 2000.
Were there payment plans?
A Mustang.
Mustang.
So I want to know how much did they get them
from. 4 days is an Audi.
how much did they get them from Africa?
Three.
Well, yeah.
No.
Some of them were bought from like other African tribes. I think they just captured some, though, no?
No, because how can you capture something that's in a country you're not from?
From the guy that's mad because he's fucking all the bitches.
No, bro.
I think there were slaves. Yeah, there were Africans that
slaves,
trapped other Africans.
They were spoils of war. They were. So that's what I mean.
All of them, though? Or do you think there was just some fucking.
I don't think
dope-ass
white people that showed
Gomez.
Up. They fucking,
no, nigga. They don't even speak that.
They threw a chicken wing on the floor with attached to a string.
Jesus
pulled
Christ.
Him in the boat.
Bro, can you go to Miami right now and capture 10 black people?
No. Right now, no. I mean, they're very fit. and fast.
You don't think they were fitting fast in Africa?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
but you seen how they got him in Roots, right?
I've never watched Roots. I refuse to.
Roots, he was out trying to get skin for a drummer. He wound it off by himself. He took bad advice. And they cornered him with the nets. And
It was a white person threw a net over him?
Yeah, but it was a few of them on horses to
Shannon,
get one guy.
Shannon,
do you
have answers here? Shannon, were slaves? What percentage of slaves were sold?
This was in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Were horses even introduced to Africa at that time?
Yeah, horses were everywhere, yeah.
There's no horses in Africa right now.
You don't know that. That's crazy.
Zebras.
That is a crazy thing to say.
I've been to Africa.
You've been to all of Africa, though.
Well, I've been to two countries.
There must be horses in Africa.
I highly doubt
giraffes,
you were in the animal rhinoceros. Part.
There are horses in Africa.
Okay, feral herds.
Shannon, what percentage of slaves?
Yeah, because there's Arabian horses, right? So wouldn't there be Egyptian horses?
Up top, yeah, up top. But slaves weren't coming from there.
I'm just saying, that's still Africa.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. I need some Mando right now, dude. I'm sweating my ass off in the studio.
You're a little sheen to you.
A little stinky pants right here. They're whole body deodorant, not just for your armpits, but everywhere. Your package, your grundle, your belly button, your butt crack, any stinky crevice or stomach fold that you guys might have, and your feet as well. They have you covered, literally and figuratively. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan product, Zach.
Yep, and it's clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. 12 hours after a shower, the average man's grundle odor level is about a 5 out of 10. With Mando, the average grundle odor is a 0 out of 10. Wow. And I have to put over the deodorant wipes. Just got off the road this weekend. Absolute game changer. Been stuck in the car for hours. Really got to get that taint, those balls. Oh, boy. Much, much better with those deodorant wipes.
You got to get their starter pack to understand how great their products are. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream deodorant, plus two products of your choice like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping on everything. So right now, just go to shopmando.com. That's M-A-N-D-O.com, shopmando.com. You're going to get $5 off their starter pack with the promo code L-A-Z. Use that promo code L-A-Z, $5 off their starter pack at shopmando.com. All right, where were we?
So I don't have the percentage, but I have that most slaves were captured during surprise attacks on villages or as prisoners of war between African tribes.
Exactly.
Many African leaders participated in the slave trade by capturing people from rival groups and selling them to
European
traders.
She's reading this on Grok right now.
So when you think about that, right, that these were caught from tribes from other African tribe leaders,
yeah.
You got to also think like the Africans were scamming the whites because you're not capturing the best of the best.
Well, of the other tribe, probably. Or do you think, did they enslave their own people?
You ever seen Apocalypto?
No.
Okay. You should go watch that.
I should. You should watch Roots.
No. I refuse. I don't want to be mad at white people. My grandmother's white. I don't want that. No, but when you think about it, like, okay, one powerful African tribe, those are probably the top specimens.
Yeah.
They were going to take over either smaller tribes or less physical tribes, right? So you were not getting the cream of the crop.
That is true. That's a great point.
But I just feel like beta males did exist back then, and betas
that's
always
going
to conspire to get rid of the
you
alpha.
You can still have a nice, you
group.
Can still have, you know, you can still be like stocky, but your mentality.
Like, did you ever hear that Eddie Griffin joke where Eddie was talking about that? He was like, oh, you don't want me. I'm old. Hey, you want more.
There's a great Key and Peele slavery sketch. You guys ever see that one?
No, sir.
It's pretty fucking great. Where they get offended that they're not getting chosen. Shannon, pull that up. Pull up the Key and Peele sketch.
That's actually funny, isn't
it? Key and Peele, honestly, not for nothing, I think they actually had a higher percentage rate than Chappelle's Show in terms of great sketches.
But different time, right?
But there was also like 19 different time. Seasons of Key and Peele, man.
Yeah, dude.
I agree with what Lou's saying. The average episode has more bangers per episode than Chappelle's Show has usually one great sketch and a couple OKs.
Mm-hmm. God, this is the fucking slavery one. It's so funny.
All right, y'all, gather round. Welcome, gentlemen.
Savannah was a huge slave.
What a beautiful and blessed day for an auction. All right, y'all, get on up there. One of them. Put that whip down and see what happens, though.
Straight up, I don't care what plantation I end up on, I'm straight staging a revolt in this motherfucker.
Hells yeah. We have Lot A, Lot B, and Lot C. $3 on Lot A.
$4.
$5
going once, twice, three times, sold. Lot A goes to the man in the black hat.
I mean, good.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't get sold because I don't want to be owned by another human being.
Whoever buys me, They better kill me the first day. I'm gonna go buck wild on the whole operation.
Okay. Next one, get up on up there now.
Oh, it's okay.
$6 online.
They're making themselves
six.
Bigger.
$7, $8, $9. $9 going once, twice, three times, sold.
I
mean, that guy's huge.
A massive individual.
That's two of me.
Anybody would buy him.
I'd buy that dude.
My question is, how'd they catch him?
Next.
Oh, okay.
$2 on lot A.
$2 going once, twice, Jesus three Christ. Times, sold.
See, now that surprises me.
Interesting to say the least.
Well, it just seems like at a certain point, it's like, do they even know what they're looking for?
It's like the whole criteria seems a little inconsistent.
I mean, at some point, I want to be on lot A.
Yeah, which, can a brother get on lot A?
Next.
Here we go.
They also sound like comics right. Looking at the Netflix as a joke.
$8 on lot A.
Go once, twice, three times, hold.
How does that happen?
Not true. Well, you just said
all right, we got it, Chen. That's fucking great. Great sketch.
So yeah, that's all I was saying. Like, could you really be getting the cream of the crop?
Probably not. Yeah. You're right. It's
because if they're the highest, then they're the ones winning the war.
That's right. Why they treat us that way. Though. I mean, Africans are way stronger and bigger than us. You know what I mean?
You think Africans are way stronger or bigger than
damn
American
right?
Blacks?
We've had this argument on this thing where you guys told me that I was nowhere near as in shape as Godfrey. And
Godfrey is a specimen.
He's African.
Godfrey, I mean,
and that's probably average over there.
Yeah,
no, Godfrey's jacked.
Yeah, he's like he's the baby of his family.
But I'm saying, like, he's probably. Run, but he's you probably. Were trying to say you were as jacked as Godfrey. It was psychotic. It wasn't even a commentary on Godfrey. Also, I mean, is Godfrey first generation African? No,
probably
he.
Second.
I think his dad was straight up African.
There. Yeah.
Hold on, let's see.
Are you writing another joke?
No.
Now he's just lying. He's just texting some bitch.
Godfrey, were you born here?
All right, so Shannon, these lonely men are creating AI girlfriends, taking their violent anger on them. Is there any more to that story?
This is kind of it doesn't necessarily have to do with the story, but they shared this video in the article that I want to show you.
Please.
And so this is an AI robot girlfriend unveiled.
Those are two jacked bodybuilders from Africa.
But I'm just saying.
You can also find a guy with AIDS and fucking. You can find a lot of people with AIDS if you go to. Yeah,
you think they got TRT in Africa?
That's what I'm about to say. I don't think they got like protein powder right. And shit over there, like all the shit that we're packing in.
I watched like a bodybuilding documentary, and one of the people were African, and they were straight up like fucking using like animal bones.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. In fact, when I was in Costa Rica, though, I went to a fucking gym, an outdoor gym. That shit was fucking sick.
Oh yeah,
it was like literally just pieces of wood. It was all like it was built in like stones. And they literally built the gym out of all this shit that could just be outside year round.
And that makes more sense that you would get more energy from the sun than fluorescent lights to work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was great though. It was a really cool, just like, I mean, look, it was it was designed to be, to impress tourists. What is this, Zach?
Cough drops. You sick, nigga?
Zach's been sick for 3 years.
Oh. Ever since he got out of the hospital?
Yeah.
I'm better.
You are better. No, I'm glad. You know.
Why were you? Did you think I was just taking out candy?
I thought you were taking out candy. No, I know.
Edibles.
I thought it was going to be edibles.
Yeah.
Mouline.
On this show, I assumed it was edibles.
Mouline tea helps my respiratory system.
Let's, Shannon, I'm sorry. What's the video you want to show us?
This is a new AI robot girlfriend that was unveiled in the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas this year.
Yeah.
Hello there. I'm Melody. Your charming companion here at the Realbotics booth at CES 2025. What brings you to our little slice of robotic paradise?
For you to put your finger in my ass. Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. We're still pretty far away from actually wanting to fuck this thing.
So it's not fluid yet.
When I was a kid, though, I would have fucked that. When I was a kid, I would have fucked a blow-up
doll. You remember the little pedo dolls they were making for pedophiles?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this is just as bad?
No, I think that, first of all, even like the pedo, there was a big debate with the pedo dolls.
Yeah, they should let them do it.
Kind of. You know, you kind of.
You don't think
like,
it takes away? I don't know.
Does it take away the urge or does it feed the urge? That's the thing.
You might save a few kids. I feel like you're saving
saving a few kids is better than none.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If you really break down the numbers, if a couple guys get really into fucking kids, but the majority of guys stop fucking kids, it's still a net positive.
Yeah.
That was a great Louis C.K. bit where he talked about, he was like, I wouldn't fuck a kid even if
they said fuck one kid and then no kid will ever be fucked again.
Yeah. I don't want
to
be there.
It's so fucking funny.
What do you think the biggest living thing somebody ever fucked was?
Think a people horse? Fucked an elephant?
Horse?
Well, horses, of course.
Horses, definitely.
Of course, of course.
I don't. How can you fuck an elephant? That pussy high up.
You could fuck maybe its nose.
It. What about like a beached whale? There's got to be somebody that fucks something. So there has to be the thing, right?
Yeah.
You also got to think about, you can't really fuck something that'll kill you, right?
The biggest thing.
The people who fucked a dolphin, dolphins are pretty big.
They rape.
They got to be dead, though. You
dolphins,
know what I mean?
First like, of all, I've
no, gone, dolphins fuck.
I've gone swimming with dolphins. Dolphins are way more powerful than you fucking realize,
yeah,
dude.
Man. Yeah, they're like a giant muscle.
Dude, it's like a, dude, I fucking held in the back. It was like I was holding a giant cock and it was just fucking speeding through the water, dude. It was insane.
I went swimming and holding onto that fin and feeling the tail banging me in between. Like, holy
what
shit.
What if he take you deep?
If it went under?
Let go.
Well, you let go.
Let go.
You float to the top.
Yeah, I'm stupid enough to hold on. I'm stupid enough to hold on. Bro.
Yeah, we did it in Jamaica.
You're weighing the dolphin down. Yeah. That's why he's going down.
2 years ago. Shannon, you didn't swim with the dolphins, right?
I did. I still am conflicted about that I did it, but I did.
Oh, you did?
It.
You did do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you like it?
Shannon's an animal pussy.
I liked it, but I feel like they're torturing the dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
In Jamaica, they're definitely torturing the dolphins.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was like a little tank. The water was dirty.
It's far from the resort, like at the end of the beach. You know?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, it was. There was no regulation. There was no nothing. Those dolphins were fucking.
They'd hold the dolphin by metal chains.
Yeah.
All right,
and dolphin fights on the weekends.
Let's do some plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time here. We got another half an hour or so of show left. Let's plug it up. Dave Temple. Dave, what are you plugging, my friend?
No need for apologies here on the Gas Digital Network. The Outcast Tour is underway. Catch us this weekend in Pittsburgh at the Arcade Comedy Theater and this Sunday in San Antonio at the Upstage Comedy Lounge.
It's called the Outcast Tour.
Yes.
There's already a group called Outcast.
Exactly.
You don't think that's confusing?
We played on that. Yeah. The Flyers.
Come see us on the De La Soul Tour.
But we spelled it with a C, like podcast.
I got it. Now
Outcast.
I got it. David Lucas, what are you plugging, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? Make sure you check out Fishing with David Lucas. A lot of cool episodes coming up. Got to get you on there, Lucas.
I know, I want to come. First of all, I like fishing.
Yeah. So we'll do it when you're back
in
Austin.
I'm a good fisherman.
There's nowhere to do it here. We can do it.
I'm going to be in Austin at the end of March. We're doing Story Wars at the Mothership.
Oh, bet. Hell yeah. So we'll get you on then. Fishing with David Lucas. We're about to start releasing every week. I'm on tour. Check me out March 8th in Tampa and then a whole bunch of other dates I can't remember. DavidLucasComedy.com or on my Instagram, DavidLucasFunny. Click on my link. You'll see all my tour dates.
Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
You can see all my dates on Instagram at Zach is not funny. I had a Canadian run coming up, Montreal and a bunch of other cities. Check it out.
Great. You're doing that little third room comedy floor?
Yep.
That place is awesome.
Where?
In Montreal. It's like a little like 60-seater. It's fucking the best. A little kill box. Really fucking great. Come see me on the road. The Bring Five Friends Tour. Come to a city near you. Tonight I'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles with Big J doing Story Wars. This weekend, Wise Guys, Salt Lake City. Then I got South Bend, Indiana coming up at the end of March. Raleigh, North Carolina coming up at the end of March. St. Catharines, Ontario. London, Ontario. Windsor, Ontario. Burlington, Ontario. Philadelphia. We got the Lab at Zanies. We're doing Legion of Skanks. We're doing Story Wars. We're doing fucking Wits End Comedy Lounge in North Charleston, South Carolina. Lots of stuff. That's just up until the mid-April. Lots of other stuff coming up, guys.
Oh, Killbox at American Comedy Company.
That place is amazing.
Bro. And Good Nights. Good Nights is a very great room.
I've never done Good Nights, but American Comedy Company is the shit.
I don't like the punchline, I feel. I like the other one.
No, we love the punchline. They're the best. Yeah, I love whoever books me.
All right.
Come see me live on the road. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Make sure you guys go to gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. And check out all my other podcasts. The Regs, Story Wars, The Legendary Legion of Skanks. Sign up for my mailing list. You get a bonus podcast, solo podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast, just for subscribing. And lots of little nuggets of news and interesting facts, things about Skankfest, Gas Digital, all that stuff. Oh, yeah, and by the way, buy your tickets for Skankfest on May 2nd. Skankfest New Orleans happening.
I'm there.
In November. You coming? Sure.
Yes. Give me some dates. I made sure.
You're in.
I made sure that my agent didn't book me that weekend.
I love it, dude. November 14th or 16th, David Lucas is going to be there. I'm assuming Dave Temple will be there. Zach Amico is always there. running the naked roast.
I'm bringing my daughter because that's her birthday weekend.
That's amazing. How old's your daughter?
10. Well, she'll be
no,
11.
You're not bringing your daughter to Skankfest. Yeah,
no, she's not going to come to Skankfest.
She's okay, she's coming to New Orleans. Your daughter's not coming to Skankfest. Yeah, but get those tickets. Make sure you guys also get tickets for my special taping. My next special taping is July 12th in Tampa, and those tickets are going quick.
Side Splitters?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Louis C.K. was just there.
I know. Yeah, he's the man.
BT is that guy.
Brian Moses just texted me.
Where he at?
He said, you in L.A.? Wednesday.
I wanted to compliment you, David. You had one of my favorite internet people on your fishing show.
Who?
Ernie the Hog Snatcher.
Oh, Ernie the Hog Snatcher. Hell yeah.
Dude, that was a fun. I always joked. I always thought he looked like you, and then seeing you guys together was perfect. Nah. Have you seen Ernie the Hog Snatcher?
No, I'm more handsome.
Yeah, a little. He's a fisherman, but he fishes with, like, unconventional bait.
Yeah, he fishes with eel. A lot of eel and other
But shit. He'll do things like he'll put like Kool-Aid on chicken wings.
Yeah, he does.
And it looks like he's fishing for other black guys.
No, he does do that. He does. Yeah, there he is.
That's wild.
Oh, shit.
He catch. We didn't catch shit that day. I think we caught one, maybe.
Yeah.
He cool as hell.
What do you usually fish for?
I'm not a big catfish. I mean, I like sports fish.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I was, you know, a lot of catfish. But I use a lot of live bait, like live shad. I'll use live eel if I'm going out for striper, but I use a lot of lures. Like last week, I was in Florida catching a lot of trout.
So you fish wherever you go, you'll fish.
Yeah, it's just too cold. I can't fuck with the cold, bro. I'm a southern boy.
Yeah, yeah. No, we would fish. I mean, I grew up in
so many white people
upstate New York, and we would just fish for like carp in the Hudson River. You can't eat them. You just fucking just strong ass fish.
Asians eat them.
Asian elite carp.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to go crabbing. We had like three crab nets.
My ex used to live in Bayonne, and I used to fish whatever river that is over there.
Yeah. Yeah, we in Tampa, there's good fishing, too.
Absolutely.
What did I catch? Was it rainbow?
No, you didn't catch no rainbow, nothing.
Yeah, it was.
No, you didn't catch no rainbow trout in Tampa.
It was rainbow trout, I believe, yeah.
No. It's too hot. Look it up. I bet you $1,000 right now. You want to bet $1,000? Shame on.
They didn't catch rainbow anything.
You didn't. There's no rainbow nothing in Tampa. It might have been the colors of the
trust
rainbow.
Trust him on the fish. He didn't know shit about horses in Africa. But
there's no rainbow trout.
Sounds like he knows his fish.
I mean, tell him to pull it up on the TV. There's no. It's too hot in Florida for rainbow trout. Catch those in Montana, northern Tennessee, north Georgia, possibly. You got to be somewhere cold.
No, I'm letting you know. Hold on. But that maybe it wasn't rainbow trout. What did me and Aaron Berg fish for?
There are trout in the river, but
they're... I'm calling Aaron right now because we went fishing and it was a fish that people were like very impressed that I caught because I posted pictures. Hmm. And it was like we casted like into the... Aaron.
Yeah.
You're on the Lewis and Zach show.
Hang on. I'm just getting an x-ray. Am I going now? I got to call you back, dude.
Well, no. Quickly, before you go, hold on.
Yep.
What type of fish did we catch? Rainbow what when we were down in Florida?
Peacock bass,
not rainbow trout.
And you were not, in Tampa. You had to be more southern.
It was a trophy. Congratulations.
You weren't in Tampa.
I got the A and A.
You had to be in Naples, more south.
Where were we? Where were we?
Oh, sorry. We were near Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's south. Yeah,
I don't remember anything. I was on drugs. Okay.
Peacock bass are freshwater.
It was freshwater. Yeah.
Yeah. They introduced peacock bass from Brazil, I think, in the 70s or 80s to control the cichlid population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a quick moment and thank Keto Brains Nootropics for supporting today's show. We love Keto Brains here on the Lewis and Zach Show. If you're tired of having brain fog and midday crashes and just feeling like your brain isn't firing on all cylinders, Keto Brains has you covered. It's the ultimate upgrade for your coffee and your mind. It's packed with scientific-backed ingredients like alpha-GPC for focus, lion's mane for neurogenesis, L-theanine for smooth clarity, and C8-MCT for sustained keto energy. I drink this literally every morning with my coffee. You can also put it in your protein shakes. You can even just scoop it into your mouth if you guys want. It tastes so good. It's creamy coconut-based formula that fuels your brain without the jitters or the crash. So start your day sharp. Go crush your goals in the gym. Keto Brains has you covered. I really genuinely love this product, and we give you a pretty amazing discount on this. If you want to save 20% on Keto Brains and give it a try, just go to ketobrains.com. That's ketobrainz. Remember, it's with a z.com, and use the promo code LAZ20. You're going to save 20% off your entire order today. Once again, that's ketobrains.com, promo code LAZ20 for 20% off. All right, where were we? The sickle cell population?
Cichlid.
Oh.
Cichlid is Chicklets. Another invasive species of fish.
So we would fucking cast...
live shiners?
Yeah, they were little live fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we would cast them underneath the...
bridge?
No. They had the things were growing out of the water. What do they call?
trees? Nigga, I don't know.
It was kind of like
seaweed.
No, it was like, you know, whatever they call it, that it's like almost grows out of the water. What the fuck is the word I'm thinking of?
Algae.
No. They were like fucking pieces of wood that came up. It was kind of like, I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
peacock bass, definitely. Yeah, nice one.
And they were awesome. It was a really fun fish.
Great
to catch.
Fight. Great fight. They're very aggressive.
Yep.
And you can spot fish them.
All right, fine. Peacock, rainbow. What's the difference?
I knew you didn't catch a rainbow. You didn't catch a rainbow anything in Florida. Mm-hmm. I grew up there. I know that. Okay.
Well, you got me on this one.
We should have shook on that $1,000.
We should have shook on $1,000. Fuck. I would have been fucking killed.
And I know if you caught peacock, you had to be south because it gets too cold in North Florida for peacock. Like, once the temperatures of the water reach like 68, peacock bass can't live anymore.
Yeah. I don't know shit about fishing. I just go fishing. Every time I go fishing, I go on vacation, we rent a boat. Sometimes we go deep sea fishing. That shit's fucking sick.
Yeah,
we'll fish.
Here's the problem with fucking when you rent a boat in like the Caribbean or like Costa Rica or wherever. It's like if you go, never go with a group, because I brought my family. I've done this a couple times.
You got sick and shit.
So if one or two people get sick, it's over. Yeah. You got to go home. There's no dude.
Oh, fucking, taking people out on a boat.
Yeah.
Doggy, that shit. Because I got sick.
Yeah.
We got, and because my sister and my niece were getting seasickness. And if you go underneath, if you go inside of the boat, that's where it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
And I just went to check on them. And as soon as I went under, dude, it was like paralyzing mm-hmm. how bad it felt.
Yeah.
If you would have said, just press this button and you're dead, I would have said, let me just die. Yeah. That's how fucking bad it was.
Here's what it works pretty well, like when me and my crew go out. As soon as you get on the boat, drink a beer. As soon as you start cruising, drink a beer.
Yeah. You go out deep?
Mm-hmm. We'll go like, you know, 6 hours.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
But that's like a overnight trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where you're catching those. Because, like, it depends. Like, the good thing about, like, the East Coast is I forget what it's called, but there's, like, this system that runs from up here all the way down to Florida.
Hmm.
So, like, in California, you got to go, like, hours off to reach that. But over here, you can go, like, an hour or two.
Yeah. So we do it in Jamaica. Last time I went to Jamaica, we rented just, like, a little tiny boat, went tuna fishing. They didn't even have reels. It was literally fucking rope attached to two giant poles, and the guy would pull them in with his hands.
Tuna?
Yeah, tuna.
That's no fun.
I'm telling you, the first time I ever went fishing, it was the same thing. And the last time I went to Jamaica, we went and rented one of those boats again. And you use like cloths on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Pull them in, big fucking tuna, smack them in the head with a club.
Yeah.
Bring it back to the hotel.
Fresh ass fish.
Yeah.
Next time you go fishing, bro, down in Florida, do like a grouper or a snapper or a tile fish run.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best fish down in Florida.
Yeah. No, dude, I love catching my own fish and eating it that day. I've never hunted, but I feel like if I was going
to
eat it.
Tell Joe to take you hunting.
I would. Joe's not going to take you. Joe, last time we did Rogan's podcast, he literally just played with all of his toys in front of us and we stared at him. He was in there. Dude, it was out of a movie. It was Joe Rogan being like, oh, hey, you see my pool table? And me, Jay, and Dave were all like, oh, cool pool table. And he was just like, cluck, 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 and fucking knocked a bunch of balls in. He's like, check out my bow. And he started shooting it against a fucking electronic screen. And he didn't let us play with any of his toys. We just stared at him playing with his toys, like a rich kid.
Rich kid.
Yeah, he didn't want to fucking let us play with his Nintendo.
Check this out.
Yeah, nah, Joe, bro, he does those elk hunting.
He goes out for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and he also trains for it because he's hunting in high altitude for those elk. And they're tracking that shit, bro. You got to be in like tip-top shape to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because Joe doesn't like to take a four-wheel out. He wants to feel like primitive. He wants to trace it, track it, hike the mountain.
It's a lot. I'd rather just go to a steakhouse.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah. You getting elk up here at a steakhouse?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's gave me some elk before. You got to cook that shit. Like,
yeah. I don't think I've ever eaten elk.
It's lean.
Yeah.
You can't fuck around. You'll dry it out real quick.
Yeah. No, I'm not a guy who's going to kill it. I have a hard time. Even if there's a mouse in my house, I have a hard time killing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never killed. I've had them stuck to the paper. I still throw them in the bag alive.
I did it recently. I fucking stepped on it and killed it. It was a mouse. He was caught with two regular mouse traps, and it didn't kill him. And he was just fucking like literally, his head caught in one, his tail caught in the other one. And I felt so bad. I put it into a plastic bag, and I fucking went outside and stepped on him. And I felt horrible about it.
My daughter wants to hunt, but I don't know if that'll trigger something in her.
Because
the first time I shot a deer, bro, like when you understand,
you shoot it with a gun or a bow and arrow.
I don't do bow and arrows. That's real white people shit.
Yeah.
There are some black bow and arrow hunters out here.
Fuck the Native Americans.
Did you do it with a gun or did you do it with a spear? What did you do?
It was a rifle.
Nice.
No, but have you ever shot a bow and arrow? Like a compound bow?
Yeah.
That shit is hard, bro.
Yeah, it's hard as hell. You gotta fucking pull it back. Very, very. But the first, many pounds of pressure you need to pull it back.
First time I shot a deer, I was probably like 14. And, bro, it's a lot of power in your hands once you, like. Like, fishing is different, but, like, shooting something and you see it collapse.
Yeah.
And take his last breath. Like
it's that. Horrible.
Yeah.
I feel so horrible. And I'm also not a great shot, so I'd fucking shoot in his leg. It would be fucking limping. I'd go over to
track it. Track
him
for a mile.
Get him close. Yeah. See the life leave its eyes. Like, oh, shit.
That was one of the hardest I ever left was in Me, Myself, and Irene, where they see the cow in the middle of the road. It's, like, dying. And he goes over to him. He's like, oh, I got to kill it. And he shoots it. And he's like, well. And it goes, and then he's like, oh, man. And he keeps on moving. It won't die. He starts pistol whipping it on the floor. Oh, that really got me. No, I have a hard time. I would have a hard time killing a mammal. Just something with fucking fur.
What about a bird?
A bird. I'd have an easier time killing a bird.
Turkey hunting's fine. But you can't wear colors with turkey. You can't wear, like, the orange safety vest.
Why not?
They can see in color.
Oh, they see
have
it.
Really great eyesight.
Yeah. Says, Dave, why did you bring your luggage? Jesus Christ. David, sorry.
David.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, I would have a hard time hunting. And I have a few friends that have gone. I've been invited. We were going to go. Who was it that was going to. In Austin, we were going to go hunting like wild hogs in the night, like at
everybody.
Midnight. Everyone does it. It's like a fun thing. People get drunk and they just.
They're very invasive. So, they got. Dudes be inviting me down there on them helicopters to shoot machine guns because they tear up their crops.
Yeah. Have you done it?
No. I have shot at them. My buddy has a ranch, and we sit on his ranch, on his porch, and he has night vision on his rifle, and we just pick hogs out.
Yeah.
But no. never the helicopter.
I got invited to do it, and I didn't end up going. And I was going to, and I was like, I think I could probably kill it. I love bacon and pork so much.
It's different, though.
Those...
The wild hogs.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to eat them. I don't think they taste good.
Yeah, you can.
Do they taste good?
They're just lean and it's gamey.
Yeah. No, but they the way they described it, they said they just put a bunch of fucking food in the middle of the field, and then in the middle of the night, these hogs come out and they just take them out with night vision goggles.
Isn't it crazy how if you let a domesticated pig into the wild, they'll turn feral, they'll grow tusk and hair.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's why I don't take Zach hunting.
Yeah.
They left me at the gathering with the my customers.
You know they say that's where white people came from, right?
Where?
Pigs.
Come on, bro. You smarter than that. You gotta be smarter than that. Bro.
White people came from pigs.
You ever read the book Animal Farm?
is this that? What they call them people? The FBA? The first. You ever heard of FBA?
No.
Like the first black something? They came at me when I did that George Floyd joke.
Oh, really?
But I feel like they say shit like that.
No, Dave Temple's more. You're whiter than people you let off.
What do you mean?
Well, you were in a bicycle gang, not a bicycle gang, a biker gang rather.
Yeah, but he's in a black motorcycle gang.
Yeah, it's black bike.
When you say a motorcycle gang, I imagine you just being like the one black guy in it, and everyone else.
Nah, it was all black.
Looks like Sons of Anarchy.
And we weren't. Think the father more. Sons of think more. What was that goofy movie with Lawrence?
A goofy
Fishburne
movie.
Yeah.
With who?
With Lawrence Fishburne. And
oh, where they were in the biker gang?
Biker boys. Think biker boys. Okay. That kind of bike club.
Y'all don't be beating nobody up.
Yeah. But it's mostly over pussy. That's why I walked away. Yeah. Like, oh, this ain't even about money or anything.
You still got a bike?
No, I got rid of all of that stuff, man. They only go one way. You know what I mean? You know how it's going to end. Yeah. And I got
That's
all,
why I didn't get a motorcycle. I almost got one maybe 2 years ago. I was in traffic and I was like, fuck this. I was like, I'm not sitting in traffic anymore because you see people just zipping along the side.
Yeah.
And you can't even get stopped by cops.
All clubs do that. I'm in a car club. I got a lot of old cars. And the car club the car club I was in, they got like very like territorial. They'd be like, hey, let's go ride around where they at. They have a car show. It's
they
like,
try
what?
To, yeah, they try
what are
to
we doing?
It's weird. It's a weird ride. And it was distracting from comedy. But what was weird about it
when I put my
bike down 5 years ago, what was scary about it is the guy who was like my vice president of my club, who was adamant about, no, come on, this is your thing. You can't let it go. He was my like sensei. You're like, this guy is fast, right? And he's older than me. He's 53 now, but he just had a bad accident last year.
Really?
That he's 52 trying to recover from getting T-boned, and it's like, yeah, bro. Like,
I mean, that's
it only ends that way.
I can't fucking drive a car without crashing it every year or so. So I can only imagine like it's gonna be a fucking slick rainy
day. You crashed that Audi?
Oh yeah, I totaled it. It's over.
Damn. What you got now?
An Acura.
Damn, you downgrade.
I did downgrade. I did. But it was because I'm not meant to have nice things. That is the truth.
Because you got that mentality.
No, I'm a bad driver. I will admit in life that I'm a bad driver. People don't want to admit that they're bad drivers.
Get a truck.
Honestly, I'm going to kill somebody with a truck.
That's what's wrong with America. So many bad drivers and trucks.
But the Acura, it's a great car.
Yeah,
and I made a decision. TLX. If I don't crash the Acura in the next 4 years, I'm going to give it to my son for his 16th birthday, and I'm going to buy myself like a really nice German engineered car. Like not maybe another Audi, maybe a Mercedes. But if I can go 4 years with no accidents.
How did you crash the last one?
Just not paying attention. Just fucking, the light turned and went crash into the back of a truck. And it wasn't even that. I drove the car around for 2 weeks after that before I even brought it in to get fixed, and it was totaled. All the electronics, the lights, everything.
Yeah, that's
fucking,
the shit.
Dude,
that's the shit.
It's crazy expensive to fix it.
That's what I always tell people. If you get a luxury car, get a brand new one, and lease that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was an idiot and bought a luxury car used, dog, and those are the worst.
Yeah, I bought the Audi. It was like the loaner model, so it only had a few hundred miles on it. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty much brand new. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got into like four accidents. My son's mother got into one accident with it. It was five accidents over the course of like 4 years.
How much is your insurance?
My insurance at one point was $1,600 a month.
Are you serious?
I would have started driving.
See, it would have almost made more sense to just Uber around everywhere. Absolutely. But it didn't, because I live in Jersey, so Ubering in and out of the city is like $120, $130 each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. I paid $120 yesterday for parking in the city.
Yeah.
Just doing a couple podcasts, going to the gym, and use a garage. It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. It's wild. But I'm happy. I like the Acura. It's a nice car.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
They got so much technology. Like, I had the TL, like, back in 2004. Like, it's like, once the technology goes, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how the dashes are now, but, like, the TL was, like, the first one that had, TVs.
It's not as nice as the Audi. It's not as nice. Like, it's nice, but the Audi was, like, you know, you felt like you were in a spaceship.
Everything
was all digital. It was beautiful. Now I'm like, I got a little, my fucking speedometer goes like that, like a fucking, it feels so old school and shitty. God, I hate it. Every time I see an Audi, I want to cry. I'm like, fuck.
I drove my truck in the snow, and now my sensors are not working.
Yeah. What type of truck do you have?
F-250.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got to figure, I don't know, bro. I got to take it in.
Yeah,
they quoted me like $2,500. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was gonna buy not a Mustang. What's the other one? A Charger. I was gonna buy a Dodge Charger.
Those are cool.
It was really cool, and it was fucking cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really cheap. And then a friend of mine was like, it has no resale value.
Yeah.
It's gonna fucking. It was like, if you want to try to sell that car again, it's gonna fucking be worth absolutely nothing. It's a piece of shit. And he was really like, he was a dude, Acura TLX, all wheel drive. He had a very specific car.
Or Jeep Wrangler.
Now Jeeps, I heard, are bad too.
Yeah, Jeeps are pretty bad.
Yeah, he was like, get a Lexus or an Acura. Those are the two cars that retain their value. They're safe for your kid. So yeah, I ended up getting an Acura. Yeah,
Lexus. Okay. Lexus is good. Like an LS. I can see you in an LS.
Yeah,
right, big we'll body.
See. I'm gonna give it a few more years. No accidents. I almost fucking crashed it. I didn't almost crash it. I almost backed into somebody as I was trying to park. There was a car really close to me, and I fucking was very close to scraping into his car yesterday. Oh, God damn it.
Why Never do you think are Puerto Ricans bad drivers? All of them?
The ladies.
I have really bad ADHD, and
well, it's hard to see the road with that giant flag hanging off.
I was a huge pothead. I haven't smoked weed in 12 weeks, but I was a huge pothead. I have really bad ADHD. I would fucking get distracted by my phone. I would look down. I would look. Mm-hmm. It was bad. It was really bad. But I've been perfect.
You had to light all the prayer candles on your dashboard.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. Yeah, but there's something about, like, guys don't want to admit that they're bad drivers. Guys don't want to admit that they can't fight or that they're bad drivers. And most guys can't fight. I heard there was two guys in the gym today, just two fucking like younger dude, maybe 20-year-old kids. And this guy was like, I'll fuck that guy up. I don't care how big he is. He was such a fucking fat, like, dweeby, like, but he was like, he was in his underwear. He was like talking the shit. And I was like, bro, there's no way you can fucking fight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit what type you, like, this is what happens. When you learn how to fight, you realize that you can't fight.
Right.
So I've been training now for a while, and I can't fight for shit. Compared to people that can fight, I can fight compared to the average dude walking down the street.
Right, yeah.
But once you do that, you start to realize exactly where you're at.
And you realize how dangerous it is.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, dude, no, somebody that really knows what the fuck's up, they can actually hurt you. Mm-hmm. Who was I talking to? I was talking to Dave Smith about that. It's kind of the same thing with, like, just educating yourselves with anything, as soon as you start reading books, you start to realize how stupid you are.
Right.
Like, everyone online thinks that they have every answer for everything. Everyone on Twitter, everyone on social media, they think they know it all. They've never even read a book. And as soon as you read a couple books on a certain topic, you're like, oh, I don't know shit about anything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same thing with fighting.
Yeah, you're less inclined to show what you know.
Yeah, and then, but when I was young, when I was 19 years old, I would have fought literally anybody.
Yeah.
If there would have been a guy in front of me, I would have been like, I'll fucking fight that guy.
You
know
TRT?
No.
Get on that. You'll probably feel the same way.
No. I'm doing it naturally. I do some supplements. I'm working out, lifting. I don't need no TRT. I said that, and I was talking about how I wanted to get on TRT initially, and then my doctor told me, he was like, no, you drink and smoke weed every day. He was like, how about you stop doing that, and your T will go up, like, massively. And I was talking about that, and then Tony Hinchcliffe hit me up. He was like, I have a doctor for you that'll give you the best tea in the world. I was like, oh, Tony, I don't want whatever the fuck you're on.
Stupid as fuck. No, that little motherfucker is hard.
No,
I know.
He
sells.
He's hard.
No, Tony's actually, he's in really good shape. He's a deceptively strong.
He really, bro, he has a, we had this grip thing in the green room at the mothership, and he has the strongest.
It's a
grip.
Penis.
You know what? Jaw strength, too.
Yeah, Rich Voss is strong.
No, jaw strength.
Oh, jaw strength. I said Rich Voss strength.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll fuck
Who do you think the best fighting comedian is?
Rogan.
Joe.
Rogan will fuck somebody up. But not counting Joe. Well, Schaub doesn't do comedy anymore. So I would have sent Schaub.
Callen?
I've seen him like box, but I think I'd fucking smash Brian Callen. I really think I'd. Yeah. I mean, I know that he had like some skills or whatever, but he's a much smaller guy than
Joe
me.
Joe can beat all of us, bro.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. With ease.
In his day, Dante.
Dante back in the day would have fucked anybody up. Dante Nero? He used to be a bouncer, and he was, now
he did like Mandingo fights.
Yeah, now his back is all fucked up. He walks like a giant
midget.
I got
lunch with him after this.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Dante's the man, dude. Dante's awesome.
Is he like the king of New York, right?
No.
All right. You're just boosting him up. And then
Dante, the king of New York. What the fuck are we talking about? I love Dante. He's great. He's hilarious. The king of New York.
He's one of them.
He's fucking
old school. Bro, I feel like when you've been in this for a certain amount of time, you're just like honorary.
No, Dante's grandfathered into being like a respectable, but the king of New York is crazy. I mean,
he knows everybody.
Sure. I know everybody. I'm more the king of New York than Dante. No offense, Dante. No, I love you. But, you know, I would fucking I would challenge Dante on his kingdom.
He used to do Mandingo fights, though?
Yeah, he used to, in the 70s.
They like pit for like pre-UFC.
Yeah, they would do straight up like organized like fights.
Like pit fights, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a real deal. I remember Dante, when I was really early in comedy, he like fucking, he just did like a roundhouse kick. Not even a roundhouse kick. Whatever the kick is where... Like your head goes toward the ground, your heel comes up.
Oh, like that Brazilian.
Yeah,
thing.
he did that shit. And this, I mean, and Dante's a big motherfucker. He was 350 at the time, maybe. Yeah. Dude, I felt the wind from his boot. Just, I was like, dude, that shit is fucking wild. Yeah. Dante, even now being like older and having a fucked up back, he could probably still fuck up most people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's got just one hit. He's powerful, dude. Right. He's very powerful.
He is a big dude.
He's a scary motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just at this point he's too old and fucking decrepit.
Yeah, he's just telling me upstairs. Let's fight on the roof.
I mean, is there anybody else that's really tough that is in comedy?
Probably a lot of open micers that we don't, because there's
some jujitsu guys. There's probably some guys that have black belt. I know Tim Butterly is basically.
Ari Maddie is a good fighter.
Is he?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Diego.
Stop it.
Oh yeah, Diego. Yeah, Diego's a real deal black belt.
Ari Maddie's a good fighter for real.
And what form?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He does jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
What belt is he?
I don't know, but I've seen him spar.
Yeah. I mean, with jiu-jitsu, there's no faking it, right? You have your belt. You know, you can be a little bit more athletic. You know, if they're, you know, a really athletic blue belt can beat a purple belt. Mm-hmm. I got my blue belt by, I didn't tap him, but I was dominant position on a purple belt. When I was a white belt and I was ready to go for blue, I dominated this guy. This guy looked like fucking Epstein.
Kevin McNamara.
I don't know.
In L.A.
Yeah.
Jamar Neighbors. We forgot about Jamar Neighbors. He's a legit boxer.
Yeah, Jamar's a good boxer.
He's a legit boxer, yeah.
Naeem Ali is a great boxer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet Vec.
He's older. He wrestled in college. Wrestling is something like, it's a great skill set when you combine it with jiu-jitsu or striking. On its own, it's not really going to get much for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, wrestlers are tough,
yeah.
But it's not like, you know, unless you know what to do once you're on the ground and you know how to actually submit somebody, it's not going to really do anything for you.
I think a grappler would be the striker.
For the most part.
In a street fight.
For the most part. Well, it just depends. It really depends, right?
Like in this area right here?
Mm-hmm. Well, because I don't do jiu-jitsu anymore. My knees are fucked, right? But I know enough jiu-jitsu that I can keep it standing with most people. If you're like a really good purple belt, it's probably going to start being a problem for me. But like anything less than that, I try to write a joke about that. I was like, I started taking jiu-jitsu to protect my family, and I got my blue belt. It's like, so I could protect my family against anybody but a purple belt. Like any purple belt could just take my son.
You ever been choked out?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How'd it feel?
I can't.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah. You been choked out? Yeah. How'd you feel when you got choked out?
It's so disorienting.
You just wake up, you don't know where the fuck you at?
Yeah, that's that.
I got choked out twice wrestling in high school, and the one time I woke up, I called my coach dad, and then walked the wrong direction. They had to put me back towards where I was going, and I didn't know where I was for about 20 minutes.
He was going to McDonald's. Zach, it's this way.
No, I didn't know it was over. I kept trying to restart the fight, and then I called my coach dad, and then they're like, oh, he doesn't know where he is. And they literally had to like sit me down and tell me where I was.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. It's been a fun show.
It's fun. We should do another hour.
Dave Temple, Dave, let's go. Let's do two more hours. Let's go. No, I have another show coming in here in a minute, hopefully. You guys are the shit. Support both of these gentlemen.
Thank you.
Go go see David Lucas on the road. Go see Temple on the road. Come see all of us on the road.
The Outcast Tour.
The Outcast Tour.
And support Gas Digital.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, my brother. We will check you guys on Friday with another exclusive show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you. Good night.
Yes, sir.